And my daughter Glory said, yep, that tastes like fruity goat.
This is Mornings with Kinch Radio and with Ryan and Beth. And wow, you have me.
Threw you there, didn't I?
A little thrown, yes. And very concerned.
Story time. I'm on a goat cheese kick of late.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found some on sale a week or two ago, and I've had goat cheese before, and I did not like it. I was like, for $1.19, I'll give it another shot. And I was like, this is pretty good. So I got some more, and I got some more, and then I bought this little roll of goat cheese that was hibiscus berry flavored, and I tried some last night, and I said, hey, Glory, want to try some? I said, tastes like fruity goat, and she's like, yep, that's exactly what it tastes like.
I am not surprised by that at all.
So it really does. The cheese is very tangy and cheesy with a hint of goat. And for some reason, my taste buds have changed to the point where I kind of like it now. But this is why I keep getting my kids, you got to try this again. Like, I don't like sausage. Like, when's the last time you tried it? Well, a couple years ago. Try it again. Your tastes change. Things change. Sometimes you get used to something and you might like it again. And so whenever you have a bad experience, like say you've decided you're not an evangelist because you went and tried to tell someone about Jesus and it really went wrong, try again. Try again. Try again, because God is going to bless those efforts. And when the Holy Spirit comes through and someone comes to Jesus, that is the most amazing thing. You will be so addicted to that, you won't stop. And it's way better than goat cheese. Here's Look What God Has Done from Loving the Outcome on Kinship Radio.